time for a look at what it says in this morning's newspapers with Fiona Kelly.
One third of TDs have a second job or income. That's the lead headline in today's Irish Independent, following the controversy over Dara Murphy's attendance levels prior to his departure from the Dáil this week. Hugh O'Connell reports that 54 TDs, mostly in Fianna Fáil and Fine Gael, are also landlords, farmers, barristers, pharmacists and shop owners. In a piece inside today's paper, however, O'Connell writes that Murphy's double jobbing is not the same as TDs who turn up and do the work. The Irish Examiner leads with the line that long-awaited government plans to update Ireland's terrorism laws are still not near to being published. US President Donald Trump faces an impeachment vote as early as next month, following yesterday's announcement by the US Speaker of the House, Nancy Pelosi, that charges against him should proceed. That's the lead story in today's Irish Times. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Sun both lead today with the appearance of five men in court yesterday who are charged with conspiring to murder Patsy Hutch, a brother of Jerry Hutch and father of 27-year-old Patrick Hutch, who was cleared earlier this year of the murder of David Byrne at the Regency Hotel in Dublin in 2016. For its lead story, the Herald reports today on an early Christmas dinner which was laid on recently for 25 inmates, all of whom are serving life sentences along with their families at Mountjoy Prison. Shameful, that's the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mirror over a report on the inquest into the death of cancer patient Elizabeth Leary, which is also carried in all of today's other papers. The 67-year-old, who didn't realise how serious her condition was, discharged herself after spending 6 hours on a hospital trolley in the Mater Hospital and died 4 days later. The Echo leads today with the line that 35 Cork children waited more than 2 years for mental health services. Victory for Bingo, that's the lead headline in the Irish Daily Mail, which reports on the government's decision to row back on plans to dramatically reduce the amount of money which players could win at Bingo following a debate in the Dáil on Wednesday night. The Independent runs with the front page picture today of beef farmer and IFA member Anne Baker protesting outside the Aldi store in Naas yesterday. While the Times and Examiner both run with front page pictures of yesterday's other big protest organised by homeless people and people living in emergency accommodation. The picture in the Examiner is of a little girl who took part in the protest in Cork, while the Times shows some of the thousands of people who marched from the Garden of Remembrance to Leinster House in Dublin. And finally, amongst the predictions included in this year's edition of Old Moore's Almanac is that Kerry will be the next All-Ireland football champions. Kilkenny will win back the Liam McCarthy Cup, and the Green Party will hold the key to power in the next general election. A number of today's papers report on the latest predictions from this year's almanac, including The Independent, which reminds us that the publication, which is famed for its accuracy and is expected to sell 47,000 copies this year, was first published by mathematician and astrologist Theopolis Moore in 1764.